The lithium-ion battery is a type of rechargeable battery which uses the reversible reduction of lithium ions to store energy. I looked that up on Wikipedia, by the way. They are used in consumer electronics and also electric vehicles. But what happens to them when they've reached the end of their life? Good question, eh? Let's talk to Ravi Gade, who plans to recycle these batteries and make them stronger. Hi. Hi, Ravi. How are you today?
Very well. I'm doing very well, Maria. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm really excited to talk with you in the next couple of minutes about, battery recycling and the plans that you have, for the future. And I'm so curious to hear. But first of all, tell us about ES Recycle.
Absolutely. So, Maria, ES Recycle stands for Environmentally Sustainable Recycling. So, over the past few years, we have been seeing an increase in using lithium-ion batteries, and there are no effective ways right now to actually recycle them. And for the past few years, I have been doing some research and development on this with a lot of market study and stuff like that. And I started the company ES Recycle, which stands for Environmentally Sustainable Recycling, to recycle the lithium-ion batteries in an environmental sustainable friendly way.
That's awesome. Now, I've been reading about the circular economy.
Yes.
And I know that you're a big believer in that. But for those who are listening, What is the circular economy?
So circular economy is pretty much you are recycling the batteries in an environmental friendly way and taking out all the critical metals like lithium, cobalt, nickel and manganese from these end-of-life batteries and using a process called mechanical process, which you are going to shred the batteries in an environmental friendly way, and after that collecting what is called the black mass, which consists of all these rare earth metals, lithium, cobalt, nickel and manganese, and you are putting this through a process called hydrometallurgy and extracting these metals at a quality which can be reduced into the battery manufacturing. So in this way you are not waiting for any metals to come out of the mining, and you are using pretty much from the end of life batteries, creating a circular economy, where these metals are going back into battery manufacturing and coming back into recycling and going back again. So that is what we mean by circular economy.
And it's interesting because batteries are getting stronger all the time.
Exactly.
The memories are getting better. And lithium is very well known for its strength, but also its memory.
Exactly.
Lower.
Yeah. And also nickel has been a very, very rare earth metal for the last few years, and it is termed as the new gold. So that is why.
Rare.
And a lot of, if you see all the batteries, mainly EV batteries, which are going into the cars and trucks and all the electric vehicles need a lot of nickel. So the main component in this EV batteries is which we call NMC, which stands for nickel, manganese and cobalt. So these metals are to be used in making these batteries, which goes into this electrical vehicles. So nickel is also very, very important metal.
Interesting. And we have nickel in Canada. I mean, we have nickel mines here, or we have, it's an abundance of it.
Exactly. And
we
are definitely rich in all the metals here in Canada. And that is why we are striving towards creating our own circular economy here so that we won't be dependent on other countries where, lithium is coming from South America and cobalt is coming from Republic of Congo and stuff like that. But we have everything available here. We want to be self-sustainable and we want to have everything built and sort of provide jobs with this economy and stuff like that, where everything is changing from all the internal combustion engines to into this EV world right now, all the electrification.
I love it. So far, there has been no proper way of disposing lithium ion batteries until now.
Yes, exactly.
So tell us how you plan on disposing them through ES Recycle, and so in an environmentally conscious way.
So we have been working with non-profit organizations such as Call to Recycle to bring and educate everyone to sort of how to dispose these batteries in an environmental friendly way. And we have various collection points where you call to Recycle and say we have an end-of-life battery, and they can arrange all the logistics and everything and safe transport of these batteries. And we also have other supply chain logistics from our own company, where if a auto recycler calls us saying, hey, there is a vehicle, electric vehicle, which has been in accident, and we need to make sure that we kind of take that battery in a safe way and dispose that in a safe way, then we can be on the site and, you know, using our safety equipment and our safety monitoring equipment, we can analyze what stage the battery is in and take that and transport it to our recycling facility in a safe way.
What other uses are there for reconditioned batteries, you know, that have reached the end of their life?
So when we kind of take as an EV battery as an example, once it is end of life, it is not really end of life, because it can be used in, for example, energy storage systems. So once the battery kind of comes out of from an EV car, it is then moved to work as a backup in energy storage systems, and where it can have another 5 to 10 years exponentially. But in case of the damaged batteries, we cannot use them in any energy storage or any other applications. So we kind of immediately take that and we recycle them immediately.
That's amazing. The energy storage component is really cool. You were telling me earlier that you know, your approach to your company is you can extract or recover up to 91% of the battery scrap, you know, and upcycle them for other purposes.
Exactly.
So what's the process?
Yeah. So Maria, so the recycling process of end of life lithium battery consists of two processes. So the first process is a mechanical process. So in the mechanical process, what we do is once we get the end of life battery, we make sure that we discharge it completely using our state of art equipment, where it makes sure that the battery is completely discharged. And this this energy which has been discharged from that battery is going into the grid, and also that energy is going to be used for operating our plant as well. And once we discharge the battery, the second step, we are going to dismantle the battery into smaller components and then put it on a input feed conveyor to go into the shredder. And once we shred the batteries, the feed is collected through a output feed conveyor, and we have a vacuum and drying process where we are separating black mass, which has the rare earth metals like lithium, cobalt, manganese, and nickel, and we have copper and aluminium separately. And this is the first process, mechanical, which is involved in recycling. And the second step is the hydrometallurgical process, where we are taking this black mass and inducing through the hydrometallurgy process, doing some leaching and techniques such as that, and extracting these metals where, say, for example, lithium can be extracted up to 91% of purity, and same as nickel, cobalt, and manganese. And this can be put it back into battery manufacturing again.
Wow. Is it true that mined batteries will eventually not be as good as recycled ones? Like, will the recycled ones potentially be better in
Exactly. You are very right, Maria.
what?
And there has been a number of studies on this particular topic, mainly within Dalhousie University, and a lot of universities in the U.S. have been studying this. And in our Dalhousie University, they have particularly studied this paper where second life metals coming out of this recycled batteries will perform better when used in new batteries, and batteries also can have a longer life than using the virgin metals coming out from the mining itself. So as we go into future, there will be building longer life batteries with this recycled materials.
And you'll be using rare earth materials in combination with, so it'll be the perfect recipe, I
Exactly.
guess, you, battery
Yeah, you're
replicates
absolutely
for.
right.
Great, when you're doing the cookbook, so that's great.
Exactly.
So you have a new facility. You're located in
So
Quebec?
we are currently located in Ontario. So we are very close to Sarnia, in Lambton, County of Lambton. So it's a small place called Petrolia, where the oil has been first discovered in North America. And we are building a state-of-art facility there, where we are going to also partner with companies like Zen Electrics to build a state-of-art facility, where we are doing lithium-ion battery manufacturing one side, and we are also doing the recycling on the other side.
So you have both with recycling and the creation.
Exactly.
And Zen Electric is an e-bike company, I believe, here
Exactly.
in Atlanta.
And they are actually going to make batteries for e-bikes and e-scooters, and they're also going to make batteries for lawn mowers, energy storage systems, and light utility vehicles going into the future. Because as of currently, the stats we have now, for all the recycling facilities to operate right now, we don't have much of the end-of-life batteries. So for the next 5 years, or even down 10 years, we will be depending on the scrap coming out of this lithium-ion battery manufacturing facilities. And
Well,
also with the recent announcements of VW building a $20 billion battery manufacturing facility here in St. Thomas, Ontario, we are just only 1 hour away from them, so we would be able to collect their scrap as well. And
perfect.
in Windsor, we have LG and Stellantis building a $5 billion battery manufacturing plant, and they are ready to start their operations next year, Maria. So that is why we are
Excellent.
kind of strategically positioned here in Sarnia to kind of capture both those markets and sort of recycle all that scrap and put it back into battery manufacturing.
Exactly. And that's what recycling is all about.
Exactly.
It's about putting it all back in.
Exactly.
And that's it's such an interesting concept to me. And I never think about that because I know that lithium ion is very controversial, depending on who you talk
Exactly.
to. But in this case, it's already using what's already mined and just repurposing it. And
Repurposing
like
it.
you said, yeah, and creating the recipe and from in a cookbook for
Exactly, for the future
how to
generations.
leaving.
And also being lithium highly exploitable, we don't want this to end batteries end up in landfills where they can cause fires and do a huge damage to our environment. Because right now, as we speak, in the United States, there have been number of incidents where there have been batteries found in landfills, lithium-ion batteries, which have not been disposed properly, and they have caused fires, and they have done a huge damage to the environment and to the people, and it can also cause life damages, depending on where these landfills are located. So we need to make sure that we are creating a better future, or in terms of leaving a better future for future generations who are going to live after us.
Well, this is really great, you know, especially for those in the EV world who are manufacturing these vehicles, to know that there's a life that continues on afterward.
Exactly.
What's next for you and your company? I know that EVs are getting on the roads all the time, you know, trucks and cars. You know, they're not completely at their end of life yet, but you know, like in the next 5 years, you know, they could.
Exactly, Maria. So the future, what it holds for us is, as we are talking about lithium-ion batteries, you know, we are also having new technologies emerging everywhere. Just for example, solid-state batteries, which are also being used in EVs and stuff like that. We want to do continuous research and development and improve our process as we go in this emerging technologies, and make sure that all the batteries are being recycled in an environmentally friendly way, and making sure that we extract these metals from this recycled batteries and put this back into battery manufacturing. So we continuously support our circular economy going forward into the future, and you know, so that we don't have to mine this going forward.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you so much for today, Ravi. I mean, I will have to give an update, you know, in the next little while, kind of where are they now, you know, in the next few years.
Absolutely, Maria. And thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to have this conversation with you. And thank you again.
Thanks. Thanks for joining me today. I love the idea of recycled batteries and the reduction on the environment, don't you? By the way, if you need help with your digital marketing, look to Sociable Media. We're the creators of this podcast, and we have a lot of fun doing it. But we also love to design websites, manage social media, run your digital ad campaigns, SEO, etc. But enough of that, because this podcast was sponsored by Smart Energy, Canada's clean technology event that's an annual event that's held in Halifax every April. I'm Maria McGowan. Thanks for listening.